Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, and it's 9:09 into the home stretch we go. Pat Connick joins us, state senator, to talk about this Belchase Bridge fiasco. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, Tommy, doing well.
I don't know if you want to start with some background on this or not, but I'm thinking never have so many been screwed with so little information available out there. Tell me how we got to where we are today.
You know, this started in 2019. The DOTD entered a contract with these guys to build a bridge that was sorely needed, and the bridge is built. But what we have is a bridge that passes through a small community. It's less than a mile, but it's a toll bridge. It's like putting a toll on, like, at the corner of Cleary and Vets. People have to go back and forth, and they're getting hit with these tolls. And the tolls aren't cheap, and the fees aren't cheap.
Nope.
Since they... Tolls have been in operation for 4 months, Tommy, and in that time they billed, this company billed $5.1 million in tolls and $6.7 million in administrative cost, which included fees, postage, penalties, credit card charges. So a total of $12 million has been billed to this community in Belchase, and they're not reasonable. It's crushing.
In how many months, Pat?
Four.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you look at the contract, it's a 500-page contract. It allows for fees that are reasonably necessary, but it appears that they collected all this money and not providing any customer service.
None.
None whatsoever. The GoPass website does not work, no customer service center, no resolution to the issues. We had a hearing on Friday in Baton Rouge with Senate Transportation where we called these guys up to come testify. And they heard testimony of a single mother of three with three teenage kids, two vehicles. She's got a bill for $6,000.
Wow.
And the solution is put her on a payment plan. I said, no, we're going to help this lady.
That's plenary or the go? I'm confused as to who's running what here, Pat, because I'm a victim. Not victim, but, yeah. You know, I sent them a letter, not such a polite letter, where they sent me a bill. Even though they had my license plate with the GoPass and they're telling me I owe money for tolls. And it's like, no, do your freaking job. Look up the license plate and see that I have a GoPass and cancel this. I'm not going to pay you anything. But that's not $6,000. That's like $38. Tell me what's going on with Plenary or GoPass or who's running a show.
There's a company called CAPS that is out of Atlanta. They are the subcontractor in charge of the tolling system, working with the GoPass and all the software to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another issue. One lady showed me her bill. That when her vehicle goes across, it automatically charges her husband's truck. So she's being double billed. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But they send in these false invoices through the U.S. mail, and we're going to make an issue of that. I've been talking to the attorney general and the auditor, state auditor. We're going to do some audits, but we've got to file an action. I've been, you know, talking to the parish leaders over there, Keith Hinckley and the district attorney, Charles Ballet, and the council. They have to file what I feel is a temporary restraining order to stop the fees until these guys get this right. Because restaurants are hurting. Salvo's restaurant is down. That lady testified that a dress shop, somebody came from, I don't know, where Battery to buy a dress. The dress cost, you know, $76, and the charge she got for fees is $56.
Mm.
People are going to stop going to Clackamas Parish. And that right there shows that this contract is against public policy, and it's got to change somehow.
Who signed this contract, Pat? Who are the signatories of this?
It's the past administration, nothing to do with Jeff Landry's administration. It's the DOTD secretary. We're digging into all this. We're going to ask for some emails, exchange about what, who approved these fees, and what is this company doing to earn this money? And it's absolutely nothing. It's not working. So, listen, I feel for the folks in Plaquemines and those folks who go to, you know, if you towed a boat to go fishing in Venice, you're going to get hit with a $36 bill.
Really?
Who's going to
for the trailer and everything else?
Exactly, because of the length. And there's a young man who owns a bait and tackle shop right at the base of the bridge.
Right.
And he was in tears because you know, people stopped going. The boats aren't passing in front of him. You got DoorDash people calling and saying, we're not delivering in Plaquemines Parish because we can't afford to pay, you know, all these crazy fees. So it's a mess. And my goal, and I think Jacob Bro is with me. I know he's with me. He's the state rep down there, mm-hmm. and Gary Carter. To make this issue known to the rest of the state that this is a bad deal and we got to watch these P3s going forward.
So can anything be done to undo this as it relates to the tolls, or are you talking only about fees here and administrative costs?
We're looking at everything. And this has happened in other states. My research that shows that, you know, there has been a buyout or the state has taken over. But you can't have these exorbitant bills to cross a bridge that serves a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just crazy. It's not a toll on a bridge going, you know, 24 miles from, you know, I-10 to the marsh. This is a bridge through a neighborhood over a ditch, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you live
but
there.
I do live there. I know exactly what you're talking about. So somebody had to sign off on this, though. And I'm wondering, you're a lawyer. How do you unilaterally or did the previous administration put Plaquemines Parish in such a bad situation or the state in such a bad situation that they have no negotiating room and plenary whomever it is can say, well, screw you. That's a deal.
Listen, that's what they're doing now, but I think we're going to try to find a way to crack it. I looked for the name of the company, for the law firm who negotiated this deal. It's out of Washington, D.C., we're going to look at them real hard and see, you know, why did you make this deal for these folks in Plaquemines Parish or for the state? Because it's a raw deal. In this bridge, there was only one bidder, Tommy. There was no competition for the the job. The whole thing stinks, and we got to dig into it and see what happens and fix it.
Give me the time frame on these tolls, too.
Well, it's a 30-year contract, and you know, for 30 years they can toll to collect on this bridge. Some folks say when it's all said and done, they collect $800 million for a bridge over the Industrial Canal, which is insane. But in the first 4 months of operation, they billed tolls only $5.1 million, and then the hidden fees, administrative costs, and all that other stuff was an additional $6.7 million. And it's unsustainable.
Is this the kind of thing where they should have, I'm trying to think of like best practices. When somebody texted in, it is a public-private partnership. That's the P3 thing that Pat Connick was talking about. But is this the kind of thing where they put it out for bids, only one person bid on it, they only let one person bid on it, or do you know? You're still trying to unpack all of this.
No, they had two people bid on it. But then, if you recall, there was a collapse of a bridge in Florida, in Tallahassee. That company was involved in bidding on the bridge. That was the second company. But after that collapse happened, they bailed out, and so it was just left with plenary. So you
but had one bidder. At that time, should they have rebid it? Would that have been best practices?
I don't know. I think so, absolutely. But did they do it, and why they did it, I don't know. But we're going to look and find out.
It just seems to me, as a layman, and I'm no attorney, just a guy who lives in Belchase, it seems like somebody signed us up to 30 years, and somebody could be making a ton of money off of this, and I'm not implying anything, but who knows who got paid what for what, and we're paying for this for 30 years. Now, this is $12 million over 4 months, and this has just begun. We're talking about 30 years of this, and this is not sustainable. I don't see this possibly going on. Do you?
It can't, because the fact that it's destroying the economy of Plaquemines Parish, I think the Plaquemines has standing to file suit. Because the tax base is being eroded, it's not good public policy.
And Plaquemines had nothing to do with this, right, Pat, when it came to approving the contract? I understand that right?
Nothing to counsel with, nothing to, you know, the people had, the main part about it, the folks in Plaquemines Parish had nothing to
they. Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't bless this contract. You know, they needed a new bridge. They should have gotten a new bridge. We're building a bridge across the river in Covington with no toll. That's the exact same bridge we have here. But they don't have a toll, so it's unequal treatment. There's all kinds of constitutional issues. The state's going to have to step up in a big way to relieve this burden, and I'm going to beat the drum and Baton Rouge to make sure that we get some kind of relief somehow, along with, you know, Jacob Bro. He's the rep. A representative down there, he's been working hard also to try to expose this and get some resolution.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 9:20. Tommy Tucker, Belchase resident, angry as are you about this whole bridge thing and how it came to be. And $12 million after 4 months, and this is set to go for 30 years. And I don't see how this can go for 30 years under this current situation. I honestly don't. And we'll talk to Pat about some legal things as well. And when you, if you have any texts, 504-260-1870, and we'll talk, we'll pass them along to Pat Connick. When we come back, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Senator Pat Connick talking about the Belchase Bridge fiasco. Somebody texted in, Pat said, pay with time or money for decades as a Plaquemines resident. I was forced to pay with time and money, burning gas, waiting for the damn bridge, or having to take Woodland Highway to go around. Now others must do the same. The quality of my life has drastically improved with this bridge. But that's not the case for a lot of people. And when it comes to customer service with this GoPass thing, they give you an option of what? Going down to Golden Meadow or trying good luck with the phone or the website?
There's one customer service center that was in Golden Meadow. We really complained about that, so they're going to have a three-month center in the parish administrative buildings starting. I think it's already started today, so the pressure is making them do some changes for the good. But those fees, you know, what do you tell the mother who's going to bill for $6,000? Don't buy groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay this toll bridge over for a road through your neighborhood.
You're a lawyer. Can they turn you over to credit collection or anything for this?
The contract allows for that. I mean, it goes to, cause so people's credit can be harmed. And you look at the contract that's written, it says fees must be reasonably necessary. These fees aren't reasonable. And that's where we got to attack them legally and get it changed.
What's the next step, Pat? And how soon could anybody expect relief?
I can't predict anything, but we're going to try. I will guarantee you we will try and uncover every stone and see what's there and try to fix this and let the world know that this is going on in Plaquemines Parish and it's got to stop.
Has the governor been informed of this? Is he involved?
The governor is aware. I haven't spoken to him personally about it, but I've talked to his top folks and the secretary, And they were shocked as I was, and everybody was, when you see these bills that are being used, being sent out to people. They make no sense, and they're wrong, and people are being harmed. That's the thing we need to fix. I agree with the guy, yeah, we needed a bridge, but not at this cost.
Well, when you look at the money that the LNG plant is bringing to the state, you would think, if anything, the state would have been glad to build a bridge to facilitate that, right?
I think the taxes collected from the LNG plant are like $450 million, or something crazy number like that. So, but we got to get some of that money to help get this bridge paid for.
Crazy. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
We'll keep on it. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. I know you will. When it comes to tolls and making them go away, Pat Connick's the guy, and he'll continue to be like a dog with a pork chop with this. He's not going to let it go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.